Hello, friends, on this lovely, lovely Monday morning. This is Kate.
This is Nina.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the third official installment of Smiling Years. We hope you... Oh, your computer's not even plugged in.
We're having some slight aux issues. Technical difficulties this morning.
I think it's okay because I think you can still be able to listen and things. We're just having some issues setting up the old website.
Yeah, but that will be done shortly.
But I still think you can...
No worries.
We can plug in our...
We also have some different than regularly scheduled programming today. Might be doing a little...
We've scheduled a conversation between the two of us.
We have content for you guys. Super exciting. And for those morning travelers, we hope you're having a lovely little drive, if that's what you're up to. Maybe a nice little tea ride.
So this will be a fun listen.
Hopefully.
Good music.
Yeah, we're spicing it up.
Some lively conversation between the two of us.
We are pretty fun. It's gonna be some pretty random vibes I'm feeling for today. Like just a lot of
I agree.
Mixed and mashed.
I do tend to have an inflative sense of how good our music taste is and how funny we are. So
oh yeah,
I'm hoping you guys will agree.
Always the funniest and the best music for you guys.
We would do nothing but the best for you, for our avid listeners.
Hopefully we get up to that saucy little 26 again.
26 is massive. But anywho, you've heard enough of us for now. We'll come back for you later.
I know you'll miss us.
First bop of the day, we got Up Top. I'll bust you in the brass. So.
Get ready.
We hope you thoroughly enjoy.
Did you plug it into the...
Turn it up.
easy one.
Life in the NY, I don't wanna know it all like Bill Nye. Got plenty in my cup, we can share mine. Moving through the curls in my hairline. Wait, you gon' get me hot in the airline.
Run your fingers through my head, I won't get you on my head. I won't get you on my head.
The sun is out, can you
run your fingers through my head, I won't get you on my head. I won't get you on my
head. I won't get you on my head.
Run your fingers through my head, I won't get you on my head. I won't get you on my head.
Live from the funk, it's hotter than Texas. Right from the jump, yeah, you got my attention. You give me that stuff, and it's such a blessing. You and I in the light, alone in this heaven. Oh, baby, oh, baby. Say you will, say you might. If this is wrong, then nothing's right. Oh, baby, oh. Tonight looks good on you. Hey, mysterious. We don't have to act so serious. Be like nobody's watching, only us. Baby, if it feels good, then it must be bad. How much I want you. Baby, if it feels good, then it must be bad. How much I want you. More than I choose to, I'm falling in love, huh? In love I ain't used to. You give me that stuff, no I can't refuse you. You and I in the light, it's alright, yeah. Oh baby, say you will, say you might. If this is wrong, then nothing's right. Oh baby, it's alright. Like nobody's watching, only us. Baby, if it feels good, then it must be bad. How much I want you. Baby, if it feels good, then it must be.
She can say in her voice, in her way, that she love me. With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she love as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan fried, sun dried, south side. And beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with her hands tied. President of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
vagina. You gotta move it slowly. Taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly. Taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday king. Come on in.
Candy, your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday. If I had tweaked and missed you, you look so good with the hat on. Had to match with the shoes. Came and dressed in the satin. I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner. 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget. I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream. Catch a dream team, team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church.
You better come on in.
Come on in, it's your house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain down, down.
Rain down.
It's gonna rain. Taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday king.
You got to move slowly.
Taking in my body like it's holy.
Meets your waist, and then I watch your face. Put my finger on your tongue, cause you love the taste, yeah. These hearts adore everyone the other beats hardest for. Inside this place is warm, outside is ice to pour.
Okay.
Hello. Oh, double mic action.
We're double mic'd up, ladies and gentlemen.
Unstoppable.
Cannot win. No, I already read that one for sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It was like, found it.
We were about to give you another dried fruits PSA, but couldn't do that to you for another time. So we're going to spice it up with something a little different. Kate's looking through. She's a good PSA gal. She's always got.
I got to give you the best.
She's got to find you the best. I hope you've been enjoying the bop so far. Kate has really been killing the game with these musical choices.
Thanks, man. I've gotten a few.
And the sun is beautifully rising.
So I can't take all the credit. But I did put them on the radio. So maybe I can. I've found a suitable PSA. So
oh, I will incredible. Begin. Continue.
So, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with webcam, and if you don't use it, why not cover up the camera with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Sweet! Okay, we absolutely killed that one. Kate's a better reader than me. So,
I read it in my head.
Good at some things, you know. Everyone has their strengths. So, today we have some
reading out loud is not one of Nina's.
It's a pretty basic strength, but you know, like, when you're a little kid and you have to read stuff out loud, I would literally always check which paragraph was going to get to me and then reread it, like, 6 times and miss all the other information.
I would do that as well, and the bane of my existence from my 5th grade classroom, I still remember this to this day, that's how sad it made me. So you know when, like, in articles and such, when a word, like, ends on the line, but instead of just like continuing on the next one, they do the little dashy dash and like put half the word on both lines. So the word was making, but it was M-A-K dash, next line, I-N-G. And that confused me. And I said macking instead of making.
Oh my
and,
God.
Oh baby. I was mercilessly made fun of so badly that my teacher had to take out a guy from the class because he was being so mean to me.
Oh, no.
And ever since that day, I clearly still remember it, but maybe I've gotten over my fear because I nailed that PSA.
Yeah, you killed it. Wow, that was a good story. That was a lovely
thank you.
Story.
Opened up.
I feel like I
would have
been the kid to get taken out of the classroom.
Yeah, probably. It's you're hiding your own insecurities.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Through the bullying of me.
Yeah, you know, bullies gotta live sometimes. They just gotta do their things. Bullies gotta bull. Alrighty, on to some scheduled programming. I cannot believe we really sat there last night knowing we had to wake up at 6 and decided we're gonna make some exciting content for today. So we're about to play a classic game of under or overrated.
I guess we can also throw in aptly rated.
Appropriately rated, correct. So we got some topics. I'm ready to throw them at you.
You go first.
Do you want to? Should we go back and a little
I think
back
and forth?
Forth
yeah, a little okay. back and forth.
So this is a classic, mm-hmm. and I will steadfast hold my opinion on this one, but I feel as though it has a lot of other opinions.
Okay.
And that would be Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones overrated. Everyone knows that. Boom.
Oh my God! No! No! I'm sorry, but Game of Thrones is legendary. Would watch it 100 times.
I've never seen it.
Oh my God. Get out. Get out.
So that was why I went with overrated, because we're...
You think it's overrated until you watch it.
We're great friends. You still enjoy my company, and I've never seen it. So overrated.
So you're saying in order for a show to be underrated or aptly rated, it has to be to the point where...
All right. Okay. I'll say aptly rated. Aptly rated. Okay. It's not underrated.
Yeah, no, I don't
it's
think
not
it's
overrated.
Underrated.
I would say...
I think it's rated very highly.
You know, people are obsessed with it.
So it's aptly rated.
So I would never say it's underrated because
yeah,
people
fair.
Are, like, obsessed with it.
Fair. Well,
and
I think
do think
some people,
though,
like think it gets a bad rep. That's what I was thinking.
Because
for
the end is horrible.
Well, how would you know?
I saw the end and it was horrible, okay? Because my entire family watches it. And I did never
yeah,
got into
it. Awesome.
They all started it without me, so I never got into it. And then they were all
you
watching.
You have to watch it with people who've seen it. That's what I've discovered. Like, the first season is so confusing if you're not watching it with someone who's already seen it.
That's the mark of a bad show.
No, it's just because there's a lot of characters.
So when, like...
But, like,
when
once
it
you
first
get into
came
it,
out, was everyone like, what?
Like, no, you just don't get as much out of it. Like,
that's
you
know, valid.
If you watch it multiple times, you get, like... I think the best part is that every time you watch it, you get, like, infinitely more out of the show.
Interesting.
Which,
all right.
I don't know, makes it interesting.
My overrated has changed to an aptly rated. But definitely not under.
Okay.
All right. Tote bags.
Oh. I am kind of the opinion that they might be overrated.
I agree.
I just think, like, a bag with no pockets or perhaps one side pocket... What are you doing?
Like, they're fun. I brought one in today.
Yeah, I brought one in last week.
I use them a lot, but I do think they're, like, they're cute, they're fun, but...
I just feel like of all the bags, they are, like, lower on the totem pole.
They are lower on the totem pole. I don't think they deserve the hype they get. I do love them.
Yeah.
I will never stop using them, but I'm not fully on... the tote bag train.
Yeah, no, me neither. And you know what I think it really comes down to is the fact that I had to, like, sling it over my shoulder just, like, continuously
yeah.
throughout the entire ride to the point where I'm just having to hold it. And at that point, it's like, why don't I just carry a little baby purse or, I don't know, something that is just going to be in my hand. Like, it's of equal annoyance as if I had to use my hand.
Yeah. I do love a good backpack.
I love a good backpack. Also, you know what my fave is? Like, cross-shoulder bags.
Oh.
Like, cross the chest.
I'm partial to a nice fanny pack, but, you know, they can't carry everything sometimes, so.
I kind of love that fanny packs are getting into style, but, like, on your chest.
No,
anyway.
I have a really cute one that does that. I really like it. Yeah.
Okay.
Stylish over here.
Stylish gal winning the game. All right, I agree. Tote bags, overrated. Perhaps. Just not as useful as they make themselves out to be, honestly. And people really be hyping them up these days. Okay, next one. Thought about it because I got it last night. Mint chip ice cream. That's a spicy take right there.
Underrated. I'm obsessed with it.
Okay,
I think it's
same.
So good.
It's so
yummy.
Best parts of chocolate with a little spice added in.
It's just, I love mint.
Yeah,
it's so good. Like, you could never tell me any differently. Mint is so good.
Yeah.
The other day, I went to CVS to buy, like, 20 packs of mint gum. That was my sole mission of the day. Because I eat them.
Should have gone to Costco.
I know. Well, I don't have a Costco. I mean, I guess my mom does. But
I do.
I don't personally. Well, I also don't have a car. So
a lot of struggles for you today.
How does one get to Costco without those two things? You don't. But yeah, moral of the story, I love mint. And
moral
I also love chocolate. So, and I also love ice cream.
It's a triple whammy.
What's not to love about mint chip ice cream?
Yeah, and it's good, like, artificial mint's good, and also regular style mint, like, either way is good.
It has to be green.
Okay, I'm with it.
The white ones, not as good. I mean, they're not bad. I'll still eat them. Don't get me wrong. But
I will say there's one place that you have to go to. It's in Connecticut. It's called Arethusa. Shout out if anyone's ever in Connecticut and wants to go. It's dope. They're not sponsoring us.
Yeah, I was just about to say not sponsoring.
That'd be so sick. Anyway, they have just wildly good ice cream, and it's
I don't think you ever said
chip.
The name.
Yes, I did.
Oh, what is it?
Arethusa. Oh, I thought you were, like, getting me to say it again. Like.
Oh, no, I also, you really laughed through that? I still have no idea where I'm going for the best mint chip ice cream.
Arethusa.
Oh, funky.
They also, they're, like, started by someone who made shoes. I don't know. There's a whole story. I don't know. I always get confused every time people talk about
Google it.
Google it. Could that be a catchphrase of this show?
Google it. I like that.
Google it and also vibes.
Ooh. We ended the show on something funny last time and I forgot what it was. It was something to do with vibes.
Oh, yeah. Something like peace and vibes, but I don't think
it
that was
like,
it.
It was like, yeah, it wasn't that, but it was similar vibes to peace and vibes.
Similar vibes. Yeah, I feel like my mom texted it to me after the show, so maybe I can
find
it.
Oh, that could be nice. All right, while you're looking for that, I might have a controversial topic for
you. Oh my
god,
give it to me,
girl. The bacon, egg, and cheese.
Ooh.
Bagel sandwich.
Wowza. Well, I'm a New Yorker.
From. Oh, yeah, true. That's maybe swaying these opinions.
So I have to say, but you know what is actually such a controversial opinion?
You never answered.
I'm going to answer it with my controversial opinion. So I just, like, in the morning can't wake up and do cheese. Like, just not my thing. Can't do it. So I have a bacon and egg on a bagel girl, which I feel like is pretty spicy for a lot of people. But if you just get, like, a lot of both, it's pretty gas. So that's my recommendation. And I would say, but I think maybe it's aptly rated, but maybe, like, the average bagel sandwich is aptly rated, but then New York is both under and overrated, because it's, like, so good, but I also feel like people, like, are mad about it, so then they, like, say it's worse than it is. Like, does that make sense?
I think it's overrated.
Really?
Yes. I will say I love bagels. Duh.
Yeah, I love a good bagel.
New York bagels are delicious. But I first of all, granted I am a vegetarian. So the whole bacon situation's a little woozy for me. But so I might be a little biased in here, but I don't know. I feel like a lot of my
New York / Jersey buds, they would do anything for bacon, egg, and cheese. And I truly don't understand it. I really don't. Like, I'm not saying your bagels are bad. They are delicious. So don't get it twisted. But I don't know.
I just think, like, once you've had just, like, a Sunday morning bacon, egg, and cheese and crappy coffee from...
I have.
Convenience store.
Not bacon, like, but...
As a tradition. Like, it's the tradition. It's the vibes. It's the energy. It's the morning.
All right, so therefore, if it's just the energy and vibes and nostalgia, that's the definition, basically, of overrated.
No, but that's for the bad ones. For the good ones, it's just straight delicious.
All right. I'm not saying they're bad. I just think they're way too hyped.
I think that's because you're a vegetarian.
Perhaps. I will concede to that fact.
Okay, this one I think we're both going to have the same opinion on, so we'll see. But I... Going to bed / waking up early. Thoughts and feelings.
Like,
do people like it? Do they not like it?
Like, waking up early, like, set the alarm for, like, 6 a.m. and... Or, yeah. Like, you just, like, yeah, hop into, like, a rise. Bougie
girl.
Well, I hate going to bed early.
I love it.
I'm a night owl, but recently, granted, this Monday morning, rise and shine, I've actually loved, which is very new for me. I was always a night owl, would never get out of bed before 10, like, back in the day.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to enjoy an early morning.
That's interesting.
Is that maturing?
Is that aging?
Am I an adult?
Guys, she's got a job for next year, so perhaps she is an adult.
Yeah, unfortunately, this was a one-hit wonder for me with a semester radio show.
I know.
Really leaving you wanting more, unfortunately.
Like, what am I even going to do by my... I have to find another co-host.
I might just have to call in.
You might just have to call in.
I might. We'll figure it out. Maybe I'll just rip a fifth year.
Literally just for WFO.
Am I playing volleyball?
No. Definitely not. Let's keep the mental health in check.
No, I'm just coming back for the radio show. Take one class and do the radio show.
That sounds so
fun.
That
would actually be iconic. I mean, is that what I'm doing right now? Basically.
Basically. All right, on to the next. What you got for me?
Crockpots.
Ooh, good one.
Right, thank you. That's the one that when I was sitting here when I went, ooh, that's
I feel like my mom has made some pretty stellar crockpot meals, like a good stew, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A good stew's pretty good. I don't know, though. Like, I haven't been obsessed with a crockpot, really.
That's valid. I do think, though, that just the fact that you can throw some stuff in the morning and then come home to, like, a fully cooked meal, like, that's... I think so that's true. Amazing. So I think it might... I think we haven't experienced the full bliss of it yet because, you know...
Yeah.
Like, you're, like, your mom was making it for you. Just, like, you came home to dinner either way, you know?
So true.
You didn't have to go throughout your entire day to come home to, like... Make Toil. A dinner for, like, a family. But, like, it's just there, you know? I feel like it's amazing. I feel like I might get one for my apartment.
Whoa, that is pretty spicy.
So I personally think they're underrated.
I think my only thing is literally how would I figure out what to put in it. I know I could look it up, obviously.
Google it!
Google it!
Catchphrase.
But if I was not ready to Google it, then I'd be pretty overwhelmed by the vibes, but... Yeah, no, honestly, crockpots are good.
Yeah.
I'm into the crockpot vibe, and if it makes your life easier, it's a win, you know? In my book, it's a win. Also, I feel like they're not that rated, so I'm like...
Therefore, underrated.
Therefore. It stands to reason.
Checks out. I say checks out a lot. I'm going to drop that saying from my vocabulary and say, well, to replace it with, it stands to reason.
I'm glad I'm giving that to you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
you're welcome,
it.
You're welcome. Me and Kate share vocabulary a lot. She gives me some saucy ones.
We met and we were like, oh, why do you say that? I say that. We're like, what?
Like, I'm the only person in my life who says that. Weird that you also in fact say
you are also the only person in your life.
Am I not unique? Am I not special?
It was a little bit of an existential crisis when we met.
It was very weird. But now we're besties. So it's all good.
Now it's just...
Now we just share the energy and share the...
Now we are one.
We have slowly just blobbed into one form.
Ew. No, we haven't.
That's what you
think. This isn't a TV show. They don't know if they don't know we're lying.
Oh my god, true. No, guys, we're just one blob sitting in a chair talking to two microphones.
Oh god. Horrifying image.
Okay, right. I got a good one.
This is the last one.
This is the last one? I have so many more.
Okay, yeah, I know. So
fine.
Do I.
At the end,
but
I'm going
to
read
we
them
have
all
to play some tunes.
Okay,
some
you're
people.
So right. You're right. Oh my god, it's almost 40.
Yeah, that's
holy
what I'm
Lord.
Saying, dude.
Okay, so I'm going to just read them off and you can pick your favorite.
All right.
Okay, so I have three wick candles / generally scented candles. I feel like there's a lot going on with these candles these days. Costco, ironic that we mentioned it earlier. Pants with funky patterns, another thought I had. You know, people are really into them. Dark brown, like dark, dark brown. Top sheets. I feel like that is more controversial than you would expect. And getting roses. Like, do we like that? Do we not like that? Okay. So there's a lot to go off of there. I thought these were my better ones, but...
I might speed run it. Should I speed run all of them?
Yes, speed run.
Getting roses.
All of them.
Overrated. Roses are ugly.
Okay. Top sheets.
Top sheets? Aptly rated. They are annoying, and sometimes I don't want to use it, but then you don't have to wash your comforter as often because you're not really touching it.
True. Dark brown.
Dark brown. Underrated. Tufts brown and blue. Running my veins forever.
Facts, facts, facts. Pants with funky patterns.
Pants with... I think they're aptly rated. I like them. I think they're fun. But then you have to buy a lot of different shirts.
Yeah, and they're going to go out of style.
Yeah. I think some of them are overrated. Some of them are like, whoa.
Yeah.
Crazy. But then some of them are nice. I have a few of them like, these I feel like I will be able to wear for a long time.
Yeah, so true, you know? So true. Okay, Costco.
Aptly rated. I think everyone's obsessed with it, as they should be.
Facts, facts. Okay, three wick / candles scented generally.
Like, just a scented candle?
Yeah.
Why not one wick?
Because I feel like three wicks is a bit bougier. Like, people really love a three wick.
All right,
wick,
I don't think
know?
I've ever had a three wick. I've had a few twos.
From a saucy two.
There's some two wicks at Target that are...
Oh,
I love. I do love a good scented candle. I have not been exposed to the three wick obsession. I don't think this is the first I'm hearing of it.
I don't think it's an obsession. I just, like, feel like three wick is bougie.
It is, probably.
That's
why,
like,
why
you
do you
have
need
to
that,
spend time
why do you
on
need, like,
that
masses of a candle? And, I, yeah, even the two wick ones, I'm like, oh, God, some little tunnel is forming in my wax, and I don't know what to do. I have had to, before, take a pair of scissors to a candle and
really?
Try
yeah,
and,
yeah. I've workshopped a candle or
it
two
was
in my
probably
life.
The wrong thing to do, but...
Gotta do what you gotta
I didn't
do.
Google it. I just did it. But I think
Google
I think
it.
I think I might have turned out well, or I might have accidentally flooded the wick and had to dump some wax in the trash
oh,
can.
Oh yeah, that's brutal.
So I think that happened. So I would say scented candles, aptly rated.
Facts.
Because it smells nice. I like my room to smell like a flower.
Totally, I'm with it.
I like personal favorite scented of candle. Candle scent. What? Fire. There's some campfire scented candles. Delicious.
I have to say that's probably overrated. I feel like I love a good, like, unclear scent that's just, like, nice. You know that smelling clean scents, like, makes you a better person, actually? Psychological fact.
I have to go sniff some dryer sheets when I go home.
No, yeah, for sure. All right. Fast list me yours, and then we're back on scheduled programming. Oh, and PSA. Do you want to read it? I'm scared. I'll read it.
Yeah, I'll do
no,
it.
Okay,
I'll pick up the Slack. Yet another PSA from your friendly DJ, Kate. Donations drive PSA.
If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu, under designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, and then Other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform.
Woo! Freeform radio.
Lovely, lovely. So that was your scheduled and unscheduled speaking programming from us today.
Yeah, whoa, that was lengthy. Sorry, guys.
That was lengthy. You enjoyed but that also maybe not voices. Sorry.
Yeah, maybe also we can take up space. Go women.
Don't apologize for taking up space.
So right. So right.
Well, we hope you thought we were funny.
Yeah, well, we weren't peak form, I think, but we were pretty solid all around.
I thought it was pretty funny, to be honest. I was over here giggling to myself.
Giggling. Well, Kate and I, fun fact, literally make each other giggle no matter what we say to each other.
That's true.
So it is not a high bar to pass.
I open the show with, we have a heightened sense of our own. So maybe next week we'll see if people have stopped listening, or maybe someone will call us next week listeners? And go, y'all aren't funny.
Yeah, y'all need
but
to
your music
stop.
Taste though, so
that would be a compliment in its own right.
I would take it and I would love it. Anywho,
facts. Okay,
that's enough from us today.
Next one, Vance Joy, Riptide, quite a vibe.
Personal favorite. I love this man. From me. I have a playlist called Pure Joy, and it's literally just all of Vance Joy's songs.
Oh my god, that's so cute.
So, pretty cute of me, right?
Yeah, that's good. Hope it makes your ears smile, and it's also a camp vibe for me, so if you want a picture, Nina at camp, that's...
I don't know what you look like, so just the words Nina floating around the campsite.
Imagine a small ginger girl in a green shirt, freckles covering her face. She's about 5'4". This one was younger.
She's not currently 5'4".
No, currently 5'6". Maybe. Come on.
Whoa, give her the 2 inches, people.
Just scampering around a wooded forest, and that would be me at camp. All right, it's time. We've had enough of each other's voices and everything. Let's play.
Scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. Yeah, the magician's assistant in their dream. Oh. She's destined for the screen. Closest thing.
Dr. Michelle Pfeiffer that you've ever seen. Oh, lady, running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing that song. And I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. Oh, lady, running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side.
Tried on everything, every little thing inside her closet. And she knows it's getting late, knows that I've been waiting and I'm starving. Cause we've been working overtime, she wants to make a night that we'll remember. And I'm staring at the time, thinking it's alright, put on whatever. But I've been on my best behavior, pacing back and forth. And 10,000 lifetimes later, when she walks through the door, she whispers to me, but I got one thing on my mind as they pour the wine and it consumes me. But I've been on my best behavior, not to cause a scene. But when we finally get home later, it's just you and me. And I said, with their red dress on.
Everybody lies and everybody cries. Everybody feels that they're on the outside sometimes, but we're all looking in. We're all looking in.
sympathy? Will I find all the mirror lies of my symmetry? 'Cause we're all looking in. We're all looking in. Cause as I hear the chase from the crowd eyes, I pass, I face down and nothing really matters when they're on the other side. When they're on the outside, I'm held back by the glass. I'm filled with wanderlust. And I'll leave it all behind if you make me the queen of hearts. 'Cause time waits for no man. In this world of clocks, I'm held back by the glass. I'm filled with wanderlust. And I'll leave it all behind if you make me the queen of hearts. 'Cause time waits for no man. In this world of clocks.
Well, I guess I'll take the train, then move far away, and just keep going till I forget all about your face. I'll make my heart forget about all the love. I'll tell my soul another lie and pretend that you were never enough. But you were always enough. You were almost too much for me. I'll take days as they come and try not to stare at the man who looks like you standing over there. I'll breathe in and breathe out, yell and scream and shout that I am not strong enough. My skin's not as tough as I know yours always was. But someday I will heal, I'll grow another heart, and I guess until then I'll endure the falling apart. I'll learn to love the quiet and forgive what was said, and maybe one day I'll return to the left side of my bed. Well, blood I bled where I lost my head to you.
Alrighty, right. I know you guys didn't want our voices again. It's on.
Yes, it is. Like four, babe.
Sorry.
There we go.
Anyway. You know, me and Kate left to tussle, so.
Oh, God. That's all we have for you today.
Yeah. Good content sesh.
Great content sesh.
This is Nina.
This is Kate.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM. Does that sound like... Sorry. MFO Medford Toast Freeform Radio.
See, I was going to give you a compliment about your reading aloud skills, but
You botched it.
Well, you know what? I was thinking, I was like saying it like 91.5. You know how they do that?
And yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I'm just quite a...
quite a radio star. Radio stars in the making right now.
You've seen us here
You're
first.
Witnessing the...
You're witnessing the rise to stardom.
You can see, you can say that you knew us before we were cool.
We were loyal listeners. Cool now. You knew us before we were famous.
Famous, you're right.
There you go. Come on, girl.
Thank you for the correction on that.
Yeah.
Egregious misspeaking on my part.
Egregious. That's a good word.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. We just are nonstop talkative gals, but...
Oh. I just had like a taste in my mouth of what we had said last time. It was...
Oh.
It was like... vibes and something, and then we clicked off. Maybe we can listen. Can we listen back to our own shows? Yes. All right, well, that's our homework for the week. Listen back to last week's show and figure out what our catchphrase is.
Good vibes save lives. That's what we'll go with this time.
Live, laugh, love.
That just came out dome. You guys heard it first.
Home is where the heart is.
Oh, Lord, help us all. Okay, so that's it for us.
Have a peachy keen day.
Deuces. Oh, deuces.
Okay.
'm Bruce Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.